A big day here at One Bills Drive. First and foremost, the first day of voluntary OTAs as the veterans join the rookies who are fresh off a rookie mini camp from this past weekend, and the announcement that general manager Buddy Nix is stepping aside to take on a new role as special assistant to the Bills. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy. And Murph, maybe not totally unexpected news, but still a team that's in a bit of a transition of its own with a new coaching staff now in place. And, oh, by the way, the drafting of a first-round quarterback.
Yeah, and this is the time for that kind of transition after the draft while things are in place. But this transition for the football department is big. The football department's been led by Buddy Nix for the last three-plus years, and he has his fingerprints all over the football department of the Buffalo Bills. After today's mid-morning workout, Coach Doug Marrone let the players know that Nix was stepping aside, and the players had words of praise for Nix for his football acumen and his straightforward approach.
I think that's the number one thing you like in this business is somebody being straightforward with you. And, you know, he's been that guy, and he's told me what I needed to work on to be here and what I have to do to be here. You know, with a guy that gives you that type of input, you know, you're going to listen to him. So, like I said, I'm excited for the new role he's going to take, but, you know, I'm excited that he's still around.
It seemed like he lives, sleeps, and do everything football, so you definitely got to respect the guy. He's been around the game for a long time. He's seen players. He know players when he watch them on film. So he always would be a GM for me. So, I mean, he always be my GM, and I respect him, like I said, for that.
Buddy didn't draft me, but, you know, he had high regards for me when he came in and treated me really fairly coming off the broken leg. And I'll forever be grateful for that. And, you know, he's moving on with us, and he'll be a part of the program. You know, I'm going to congratulate him because he's been in football for 50 years, and to be able to do that, that's pretty special. And you know, we're looking forward to using him and his knowledge moving forward still, just maybe not in the GM role.
On the football field, the players began the first of what will be 3 days of organized team activities this week. In fact, they're going to be practicing 3 to 4 days each of the next 3 weeks during these voluntary OTA sessions. And most notable about today's workout was the rapid pace of the Buffalo offense. They were running plays very fast through most of the morning workout during teamwork, which puts pressure on the defense, but it also puts pressure on the offensive players to make sure they're conditioned to maintain that pace.
Yeah, it's a little different. You got to be in real good shape to do it, and you know, just bucking up and running good quality plays with no rest in between. It gets the defense tired and keeps them on their heels. You know, if you're huddling up every time and then letting them get set up every play, you know, they got an advantage. But if you're running different plays, different sets, and they're running the same defense, it's definitely an advantage for us.
We're going to try and mix it up on defenses. You know, not, you know, if you go at the same speed the whole game, even if they're really fast, then the defense gets used to that. So anything we can do to kind of mix it up on them, put the ball in our court, you know, we're going to try and do that this year.
Well, even with the fast pace, the Buffalo defense was able to make some plays during the team portion of today's workout. One of the big ones was made by rookie linebacker Kiko Alonso. In the teamwork portion, quarterback Kevin Cobb tries to swing a pass out to wide receiver Darren Dickerson. Alfonso was able to get his hands on it and knock it away. The second-round draft pick from Oregon has shown plenty of flashes of speed in the workout so far. Four-year veteran Alex Carrington did a great job of getting off the line of scrimmage on this play, and he goes in to track down quarterback Tavares Jackson for the sack. But the offense made more than its share of plays. Kevin Cobb had plenty of time to look downfield and find rookie Derek Rogers on this bomb down the middle. The undrafted rookie free agent from Tennessee Tech showing a great burst of speed. And Rogers did it again, getting deep downfield to haul in a pass from fellow rookie E.J. Manuel. This one goes for a touchdown as well. Rogers says if the offensive coaches want to dial up the deep ball, he is ready to deliver.
They're calling the plays, and I had a deep pulse on a couple plays, and I just got behind the cover and, you know, used my speed and size. First coming out, you know, you got to play a little slower because you're learning the game. But once, you know, start to get the playbook down, you can play a lot faster. So I think I, you know, surprised people.
And no question, Derek Rogers settling in after what was a pretty quiet rookie minicamp weekend for him. He comes out, makes some huge plays today, and really stands out. But still, the main storyline from these practice sessions is the rapid pace that this offense is operating at. I was looking up at the play clock just to try to see when the ball was getting snapped. And on a 40-second play clock, they were off and running with 26, 28 seconds on average play to play. It was crazy.
You know, there's no question the pace, tempo is going to be important to this offense. And I had a conversation with Kevin Cobb about this a couple of weeks ago. He thinks working at a fast pace may actually work to the benefit of some of the younger players who will just have time to react. They won't be out there thinking too much and maybe let them make more plays.
And it's crazy to think this is the first day of OTAs and this is how fast they're moving. Who knows how fast this tempo is going to be come the regular season when the real bullets are flying. Well, our coverage will continue on Tuesday, another OTA practice for the Bills, and we'll have full coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. Doug Marrone also scheduled to speak after Tuesday's practice. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.